The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
I just gotta tell you, man, I love what you're doing.
I just thoroughly enjoy your program.
I'm just amazed by it. He inspires me, and he's right.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
Dismissing the charges against him by tweeting the words "Justice for All" with a video of his grandson reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. But the federal judge overseeing the case still has to sign off on this. Joining me right now is General Flynn's lead attorney, Sidney Powell. Sidney, it is great to see you. Congratulations to you. You've worked hard on this. Let me ask you to start off. How is General Flynn doing? What is his reaction this morning?
His reaction at first was one of disbelief and relief at the same time. It's going to take a while to process it. He's obviously very grateful to the Attorney General and Mr. Jensen for having the integrity to dig for the truth and to get it out for the American people to see. And he is looking forward to spending time with his family. I'm sure he'll have a statement to make sometime in the near future.
And attorney Sidney Powell has had to take her leave of our studios in this broadcast, and I'm so thankful and so inspired to have met her and had the opportunity to have her in studio just to be close to the intensity of the battle that is raging in our very midst. You get a perception about people. Rightly or wrongly, you get this impression about who people are based on the reactions to the attacks that are made upon them during the course of the scrum, as it were. And I so feel for Sidney Powell, and I feel for Rudy Giuliani, and I feel for Mike Lindell in the same respect, because I see them taking up the mantle. Stepping into the arena where few have dared to trod, squarely into the crosshairs of the deep state, and yet they are willing to fight this battle. They are willing to take the bull by the horns and actually be in the midst of the scrum, regardless of what the cost is, regardless of being targeted perfectly. Yeah, and I say this as somebody who's had Antifa on my property. Antifa drove onto my property during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and bashed in the back of my 2019 custom GMC pickup. I send this thing off and I get, you know, $50,000-$60,000 worth of modifications. This beautiful GMC pickup, black, all black accessories. They call it blackout or whatever. And I loved that truck. I loved it. It's parked in my driveway, and about between 2 and 3 a.m. on a weekday morning, Antifa decides to show up, and they drive repeatedly into the back of my truck, smashing it in and driving cookies on my landscaping on my property. Could I have been harder on her during the course of the conversation? Sure, I could have asked her questions that would have painted her into a corner and all the rest of it. To what end would that have served? She's in the arena fighting. The rest of us are sitting there hoping that what she does bears some kind of fruit that's going to save this nation from the peril and the destruction and the ignominy that has been planned for by the enemies of this republic. She's fighting against these demons. What is it that you and I would say about that, and what critique would we level about what it is that she's done and the things she said in the course of doing that fight? There's little else that can be said. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What are you, some kind of nutcase?
The Chad Olson Show.